This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we studied Psalm 119, we saw that the nature of God's Word was such that it provides confidence to trust God's commands and promises. Now let's consider what the psalmist believed was the purpose of God giving His Word to us. According to verses 98 through 100, it was given to make us wise, wiser than our enemies, giving more insight than all our teachers and more understanding than our elders. If you only had one book to study, you'd be wise to choose the Bible. Not that other books have no importance, they do, but the Bible is more important than any or all others. Verse 41 declares, "May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation, according to your promise." The Bible makes you wise unto salvation. It teaches you why you need salvation and how to be saved. Verse 68 declares that God is good, and what He does is good. Verse 130 says, "The unfolding of your words gives light and understanding." This, in turn, sets your heart free, verse 32. Verse 123 describes how he looked long for salvation. He longed for God's promise to be fulfilled in his life. Verse 132 indicates he wanted his life turned around by God's mercy, be delivered from sin, redeemed, have God's face shine on him, and have a passion for truth. In verse 146, he prays, "I call out to you, save me." In verse 166, "I wait for your salvation." He confesses in verse 176, "I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant." You can count on God's unfailing love to come to you and keep on coming to you. That is God's promise to those who seek and call out to Him.